What made you choose Manhattan, New York City? And what did your parents think when you were saying you're going where next for the next 2 years? How did this come about?
I wasn't really picky about where I was going to get recruited. A new adventure is always fun. And then they flew me out for a visit, and I stepped foot on campus, and I knew that was the place I wanted to go. My family probably thinks I'm a little crazy to move to New York City, but I think it's going to be a good adventure, and it's going to be fun.
Had you ever been to New York before?
Nope, that was my first time there, so it was fun.
And you saw it, and I said, I gotta go.
Yep. The campus is beautiful, and the coach, I just felt like was a really good fit for me and the team. And so I felt like that was the best place for me to be.
Now, your parents have already been flying from here to there with you and your sister, and they're going to be flying even a little bit. Well, no, she's done. That's right. What's it feel like now? She's done, and you're it now.
Feels like she could come watch me now for a change. No. But she just finished her last season, so hopefully I will get to see her a little bit more, even though I'll be all the way in New York. Mm-hmm. But, they'll probably make a few trips out to the big city and come see me, watch me play a little bit, but...
Position-wise, what do they want to do for you for starting next year?
I was recruited as a setter.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll be running a 5-1, and then we'll see.
All right. 2 years ago, I remember when you first signed, Coach Kobza says, I want a six-foot setter. And she finally got a six-foot setter, finally.
Yep, she did. So happy that I could be the goal that she wanted.
You mentioned the Western game last year is kind of a game that stands out. Is that right? Because it was your first one to starting.
Yes, that would have been the first game that I started last year, and just a lot of nervousness. But assistant coach Hannah Emerson at the time just kind of pulled me aside, and then Kobza was like, why are you nervous? And I was like, you're right. So
I would think, correct me if I'm wrong, beating Western this year at their place is kind of maybe a big highlight. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, big highlight for the, not just me, but for the program. Second time in school history, I believe. So that's a huge accomplishment for us. So that's awesome.
Memories about being with this group last year and this year. What couple of things?
Bus rides, locker room before games. Our locker room's always fun. Mm-hmm. And just hanging out, even at the dorms, has always been fun. This is a group of people that I'll miss a lot.
So are you done a semester now?
I am. I will be leaving in December. So it's kind of saying, getting ready to say goodbyes, which is not fun.
So are you going to participate in their spring at Manhattan then?
Yes, I will jump right in January 16th to spring ball.
Do they have a lot of stuff they're doing in the spring?
Probably, I would guess so. Probably practice every day and then some spring tournaments. So. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Your parents just recently moved to Ogallala. Did you ever see that one coming?
Nope, I never saw that one coming, but I'll get to be close to one of my best friends, Grayson Tuttle. She also lives there, so that'll be fun. Get to go home at the same time.
Gabby just says, what am I, chopped liver?
No, Gabby too. We'll get to see each other. It'll be fun. It'll be like a reunion every time I go home. Gabby Kasky as well.
But great memories of McCook Community College and the games, the matches, and everything else, right?
Yeah, so many good memories here. People say there's no place like McCook. They're right, and I'll miss it very much here.